Welcome to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters. Brought to you by Fresno Pacific University on 790 ESPN.
Happy Wednesday night to everybody out there. Yes, this is a Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN, and I am your host, Paul Metters, live here at the 1430 790 ESPN studio on Palm Avenue across from Bullard High School. Thank you guys for joining me tonight. We have a special show planned for you guys tonight. And if you miss any part of the shows from the past, this is year number two. You can go to all the places where you listen to your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, the Spotify, the YouTubes. It's all there for all your listening needs. This is what we do every Wednesday night from 6 to 7. We talk about the wonderful student athletes and all the great things that are happening at Fresno Pacific University at 1717 Chestnut Avenue, a school that, yes, I am a proud alum of. I love Fresno Pacific University. Back then, it was still college, but nevertheless, fantastic things are going on. This is kind of a semi-wrap-up show for year number two. We're going to have one more show, not quite sure on the date of that, but no show next Wednesday. There's a huge golf tournament that's happening on June 22nd. That's an option. That'd be a lot of fun, right? Do a show from the greens. This is kind of the end of the year. I know Fresno Pacific graduates super early. It's one of the benefits of attending school there. But just a wonderful year on the show. Just great guest. And I hope you guys enjoy it. Please enjoy it. Leave those, you know, 5-star reviews wherever you listen to the show. And again, if you're listening live, going through your radio and finding the show, thanks again. Really appreciate it. All right. So who's coming on the show? We have Aaron Lynn, who is a grad of Fresno Pacific, was a phenomenal baseball player at Clovis West and at Fresno Pacific. He was one of the best pitchers there of all time. He's got a crazy story that I can't wait for you guys to hear about. The final game on the mound for Fresno Pacific University, he threw a heck of a ball game that we're going to get into. But he has partnered with Fresno Pacific University. He runs an incredible fundraising program where he impacts many schools in the Valley. He said over 150 different schools and contacts here in the Central Valley. Like I said, he's partnered with Fresno Pacific. He has a great story. Can't wait for you guys to hear it. Obviously, the baseball stuff we're going to get into as well, but he's really partnered with the communities, and we always like to talk about the great stuff that the alumni goes out there after graduating and does in our valley. All right, second half, we got Coach C.J. Haydock, the men's basketball coach at Fresno Pacific, friend of the show. We can definitely say that. C.J. Haydock is a good friend of mine. We're going to be talking about their Giving Week. It's a huge part of the university. And if you listen to any part of the show, you know how much community and giving back is ingrained into Fresno Pacific University and thus ingrained into the student athletes. It's just a wonderful part of the school. We're going to be talking about Giving Week, the partnerships that have been forged through that, how the money has impacted the campus and the athletic programs. It's been absolutely amazing. Just last week, or 2 weeks ago, sorry. It was last week, Tuesday, the flight night. The following day, we were able to celebrate the student athletes that won awards. Brand new scoreboard / video board in the special event center. I mean, all that stuff could not happen if it wasn't for giving to Fresno Pacific University. So Coach Haydock is going to come in. We're going to be chatting about all that stuff. So let's get into a recap. We are hitting the end. We got some baseball stuff and some great track and field news coming up right now. I got my guy, Jackson Prama, who's on the show last week as well. Kind of a co-host. We had tons of fun at Raising Cane's last week on Kings Canyon. But Jackson's got some good stuff to say and share with you guys. So go at it, my friend. You're up.
Well, thanks, Paul. It has been kind of a low-key kind of week for FPU athletics, but despite the low quantity of events, it's been a high quality series of events for FPU athletics. So baseball was one of two programs to see action this week. But they've been making the most of it. Friday and Saturday, they saw a pair of doubleheaders at home against PacWest number 2 Concordia Irvine. They still sit at number 2 right now. Friday was all Concordia, but Saturday was all Fresno Pacific. Saturday's game 1 was a 14-4 Mercy Rule victory that ended early in the 8th inning. And then game 2 saw the Sunbirds completely shut out the Golden Eagles 7-0. And junior Dustin Tinsley completed that whole game. Senior Tajon Smith went 5-for-5 on at-bats across both of those games. He scored twice. He collected an RBI. So we'll give him the title of Raising Cane's Sunbird of the Week. And then Tuesday, just yesterday, the Birds played down at Azusa, making up a doubleheader that got rained out earlier this season and split the series with an initial 8-6 loss, but then a 3-1 win. And then, of course, the other program to compete this week was track and field. What a weekend it was for the Sunbirds down in sunny San Diego. The women, despite some injuries, some key scratches, they managed to grab third place in their final season in the Pac West. But the men cleared everyone and put belt to behind by winning the championship by over 100 points. I think it was 107 to be exact, going back-to-back years as champions in the Pac West. And the team overall collected 16 individual and relay Pac West wins, like champions. So the women champions, I got a long list here. Bear with me because FPU was just drowning in champions this whole weekend. But Michaela Royal in the 100 meter, Shania Randolph in the 200, Kennedy Haslip in the 400, a sweep of both the 4x1, which was Riley Allen, Royal, Randolph, and Cyan Haslip, and the 4x4 relay, which was Kennedy Haslip, Shania Randolph, Ayanna Fuller, and Michaela Royal. The men had even more champions. Obviously, our very own Shamar Palmer in the 2 and the 400 meter. Monty Moore in the 800 meter. Chavez Gray in both the shot put and the discus. Teosh Podlipnik in the javelin. Shane Bagley in the pole vault. Micah Vossler in the long jump. And a sweep of both the 4x1, which was Augustus Remlinger, Palmer, Amir Smith, and Rome Johnson. And the 4x400 meter relay, which was Javari Hayden, Johnson, Moore, and Palmer. There's plenty of more awesome stories I could go into, but I'll wrap up by noting the Pac West Athletes of the Meet, which there's only a men's field and men's track, and the same goes for the women, and we almost nearly swept it. It was actually really exciting. The men's field athlete of the meet was Chavez Gray, who scored a whopping 28 points by taking home second in the hammer throw in addition to his two other throwing titles. And the men's track athlete of the meet was Shamar Palmer, who scored an immaculate 25 points, winning every single event he was featured in. The women's track athlete of the meet was sophomore Cyan Haslip, who earned 26.5 points by hitting some massive PRs. Saw that 100 hurdles race. It was awesome. To take second in all of her individual events alongside her 4x100 meter relay win. Not only did Cyan Haslip win that honor, but for her efforts, she is the Raising Cane's Sunbird Athlete of the Week. And after this weekend, with a few more meets heading up into nationals, the men currently sit at number 11 in the nation and the women at number 23.
Great job by you. Not only did you write it, but you read it to perfection and added in some embellishments as well. Good stuff as always, my friend. All right, we're going to take a break. I'm going to bring on Aaron Lynn in just a second on the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Now, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters on 790 ESPN.
Welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show, 790 ESPN. A little bit of a wrap-up show. We got one more episode planned. Not sure exactly when that's going to be, but we love talking with the student-athletes and coaches at Fresno Pacific University, but we also love talking to alum, distinguished alum, athletes that played at Fresno Pacific and their involvement of the in the community as well. We have Aaron Lynn sitting across from me. Aaron, I've known you for a while as well, followed your career at Clovis West and at Fresno Pacific, attended church together, know your parents and all that good stuff. So first of all, welcome to the show. Appreciate you.
Oh, appreciate you having me on, man. It's good to see you.
It's going to be a lot of fun. All right. You are president of Credo Inc., which is this incredible fundraising company. You were actually at my school, probably 12 years ago?
Oh, gosh, yeah, probably 12, 13 years ago, right when I first got started, actually. I think we were slinging candy bars and getting those kids excited in the gym. It was a good time.
I remember you brought out those magic thumbs and just had the kids just entranced. I'm saying this on the radio, but they were like these little things you put on your fingers and they would light up and it would look like you were like had electricity in you.
Oh, everybody becomes a magician the moment you become a fundraising rep. And to say that being a fundraising rep was not on my bingo card is an understatement, but here we are and it's been great.
You were the most popular guy in that gym that day. I got to put it that way.
Oh, man. I have kids stop me all the time. Like, hey, can you give me a piece of candy? Hey, can you give me some prize? Like, I mean, it's nonstop.
So talk about exactly what you do and how you've partnered with Fresno Pacific and kind of how all that came about.
Yeah. So, as soon as I graduated Fresno Pacific and wrapped up my baseball career, I jumped into school fundraising. My grandfather did it for years and years. My brother roped me into it. I thought that I was just going to get some sales experience and jump into finance. But, you know, here I am 15 years later, still getting some sales experience. And all that to be said, have just really enjoyed it. I work here in the Central Valley with probably about, 150 schools or so from preschools all the way up to colleges. You know, we're talking about the Week of Giving today with Fresno Pacific and how I got to work with those guys. And it's very, very rewarding job where we get to help fund schools locally here. And then also, help teach different things along the way, like, talking to people, eye contact, salesmanship, things that, aren't necessarily taught every day. And it's been a blast.
What are some of the blessings though, that you have seen either at any level, at the elementary level, junior high school, and then we'll get into college, but what are some of the cool benefits that you've seen?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of benefits. I mean, there's individual personal benefits that you see kids light up when they make a sale, when they never thought that they would be doing this, all the way up to, I guess, corporately when, I'm working with an elementary school and they're able to fund, their big board outside that tells everybody what's going on at the school side or buying uniforms or, I wrapped up another college fundraiser with a baseball program here locally and they're raising money for their playoff run. So, it's across the board, it's very rewarding with the things that they can do with the money and being a part of an organization like I'm a part of, we're able to streamline it and make it as easy as possible. Cause in reality, these guys have real jobs. And so the least amount that they can be doing trying to worry about fundraising and give that burden to me, the better. And so we facilitate a pretty good program.
In regards to Fresno Pacific, how did this partnership kind of begin? I think about a year ago, you had some conversations and what does that look like for this last year?
Yeah. So Matt Mazzoni is a good buddy of mine. We pitched together at Fresno Pacific and we actually lived together and we kind of referred to it as the baseball house with some other guys. Alec Merton, he played baseball for the Rockies. The Taylor brothers, we had Justin Keeney, Josh Jackson. We had a lot of people throughout that baseball house. We all lived together.
And so that was 2008 through 11 for some context.
Yeah, that was 2008 through 2011. And so anyways, Matt and I had seen each other out at Belmont Country Club. And, ever since baseball is no longer a thing for me in terms of my body would hate me if I got up on the mound right now, been playing a little bit of golf. So reconnected with Matt over a round of golf. And he was telling me a little bit about what he's doing at the university. And I was sharing with him what I do. And we just said, hey, this sounds like, I could be helping out the Sunbirds again. So anyways, we had a conversation and then he got me in touch with Kyle and CJ and advancement. And we just started putting together a bit of a game plan. Kyle had this, Kyle and probably CJ as well had this big brainchild of the Week of Giving and what that could look like. And I just super blessed to be a small part of helping that come to fruition. And it was incredible.
The infrastructure, doesn't seem like a long time ago, 2011-ish, but that's like 15 years ago, which is kind of wild. What did sports and infrastructure, and we're going to get into the upgrades at the stadium. I'm sure you know what this brand new Dan Martin Stadium, the upgrades look like right now. But what did that look like back then? And what does it look like for you now that you've become reconnected with the school?
Oh man, Paul, it is night and day. I mean, when Oscar recruited me, I think, junior, senior year of high school at Clovis West, I mean, he really was recruiting me a bit on a dream and, you know, kind of a prayer a little bit in terms of what could be right at the university. And so, he showed me some renderings of what, you know, the stadium was supposed to look like. And keep in mind, this is, you know, circa 2006, you know, way back then. And I'll never forget this. He had me out to a practice where he just said, "Hey, just come get a vibe with the guys and see how you like it." And, you know, at that time, there's no field. And so they were big borrowing, stealing, you know, field time at the local high schools like Clovis East. And I think Buchanan is the night that I went to. So it's like 8 o'clock practice, and got to go, you know, check out what it was like there. And I think Oscar lost his mind that day, probably because we messed up bunt defenses. I just never remember or never forget. He had everybody grab a piece of equipment and just start. He's like, "Just run."
And so holding whatever.
You had guys holding pitching machines. You had guys holding helmets, a bucket of balls. I think I grabbed the bucket of balls and we're just running. And I had guys like, "Hey, you don't have to do this." I'm like, "If I'm going to be part of the team, we're going to do it." But I mean, all that to be said, I mean, not necessarily, you know, the typical recruiting environment, right, that you'd want to do. But I mean, Oscar just so vividly painted what it was going to be. And so my first year there, you know, we had the field and it was incredible. We were part of the Golden State Athletic Conference at the time. And I would argue that it was the nicest facility in terms of playing surface. The areas around the field, very different, obviously, but we had a great field that, but you know, our batting cages were in left field. They were something out of a backyard on decomposed granite. So you got foul balls flying everywhere. And then, you know, the locker room was, you know, pick your parking spot and or the dugout. And so all that to be said, you flash forward now and went out to the field dedicating ceremony and it's incredible. And so, I mean, you got a beautiful stadium and you have an incredible playing surface. You have a locker room where guys can all go hang out. You have laundry services, which, I mean, you could argue 18 to 22 year olds that are fighting for their lives, trying to figure out darks versus lights versus getting stains out of their pants. Like, they have all that stuff is done for them. So I don't know if they realize how good they have it, but, being, you know, a small part of helping build the program, it's just so cool and fun for me to look back on.
Well, believe me, they know exactly what they have, man. Yes, they do. They're very thankful for the upgrades, and that locker room is just unbelievable, and the bleachers, and the, you know, keeping the sun off of the you know, spectators.
Patrons, I mean,
Yes, that's just a huge deal. Let's dive back into that a little bit. So I'm glad that you hit on, you know, changing in the parking lot and, you know, hitting, you know, taking batting practice and, you know, having baseballs fly in your face because you don't know where they're going because, thing, you know, maybe the net's not up or whatever, whatever that was back then. Like, how much then do you believe the importance of giving and giving back and community and service, how does that all help, like, the athletes and student athletes experience at a place like Fresno Pacific?
Well, I think it helps out in multiple ways. From the student athlete experience, I mean, it's you're on the field and you feel like you're part of a huge program. I mean, you look around, you have this beautiful stadium that anybody would be lucky to be playing in. And so, you know, it helps kind of rise the tides in terms of having some ownership from, you know, the student athlete perspective. And then from the coaching perspective, you know, just in conversations that I've had with Oscar over the years, being able to recruit into that facility. And I mean, I think he's got some track mans up there that, you know, are tracking, you know, pitch velocity, is tracking, you know, hitting velocity, like all the different, you know, analytics that are so important now. I just think it's critical. And so for people to be able to jump into like a week of giving, like what we had done this past year and FPU and put on to where, yes, obviously the giant donors, you know, that are a part of that are incredible, but a week of giving to where, you know, we can reach back out to the alumni base and we can reach out to family and friends that may not have that crazy, you know, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 donation that has, you know, $20, $100, or, you know, they can, you know, buy a seat at the stadium type situation. It's kind of a bit of a, you know, a grassroots effort.
And you being a former pitcher, right? You
like
hearing all this stuff. When you walk on campus or you walk on that field, like what are some fun memories that pop into your head?
Oh man. I mean, when we were talking about one earlier, my last outing.
Let's talk about this. I teased it. So people want to hear about this.
Yeah. My last outing was at a regional. I think we were in Oklahoma or somewhere out there. And I think it was probably game 2, game 3. And it was do or die situation where you had to win to keep going. And in any of those kind of conference tournaments, regionals, pitching is a premium. And so if your guys can give you a lot of effort on the mound, you can save your bullpen, you can save your starters for, you know, the next game. And so I started that game. That was my night to pitch. And, you know, I just told Oscar, like, leave me out there. We're going to leave it all on the field, because if I got past probably the fifth inning, you know, then we're probably going to have the ability to kind of go deep into the game and not wear out the bullpen too much. And so all that to be said, I think we're probably 150 pitches deep on a complete game. And the arm was hanging, Paul. It was not good.
Final score was what? Was it like a 2-run game? I mean, it wasn't like a 10-1 or anything.
No, I can't imagine. It's got to be on a box score somewhere. Yeah. I mean, I would love to say it was a CG shutout, but I think I probably gave up 2 or 3.
Okay.
But man, I sure spent a lot of bullets right that night.
I do remember seeing the box score, and yeah, I do remember that 150 something, right? Let's just say 156, right? Yeah. That sounds like a pretty good number. Yeah. 156 pitches. Yeah. And you had to even come off of Tommy John surgery, so you were already running on a different ligament.
At any point, the elbow could have snapped again and could have just been lights out for the arm. But I kind of knew, you know, I was getting married to my wife, Jen, in June. My prospects to play after college, I just knew that, you know, I was going to start working and start a family. And, you know, praise God, I've been married for 15 years now. But I knew that I could spend all of those pitches out there and not worry about it hurting my future career prospects.
And you literally left it all on the field.
We did.
Right.
We did.
Yeah. There might be some ligaments on that field.
There might be.
I mean, you never got the ball or anything, but right. I mean, you never, there is no momentum.
You know,
from that moment.
I have a couple game balls, that I keep in my office that I'll just be, you know, fidgeting back and forth with. I'll be on a Zoom call and people will look at me and be like, what's up with all of the baseballs? And it's like, well, memories.
That's
so
right.
lots of incredible memories at that field.
A couple more questions here with Aaron, and Aaron's going to stay for segment number 2 when CJ Hayduck comes in and joins us as well. But Fresno Pacific, as I mentioned, every episode is a special place and produces just quality people. How do you think the school, the environment, the Bible classes, you know, the Christ-like atmosphere, how do you think all of that prepared you for life and for family and for now giving back?
Oh, I mean, I like to tell people that Fresno Pacific helped shape me into the man I am today. I mean, obviously, like I said a couple seconds ago, I got to meet my wife there. That's probably the biggest perk, obviously, of going to Fresno Pacific is I met her, and, you know, we have two beautiful girls and a family. But, you know, the amount of investment that was made in me from people like Oscar Hirschkorn, who, I mean, I love that man to death. And I would say that he cared more about me as a human being and how I would live my life post baseball than necessarily as a student athlete, so to say. And so he cared about me as a person. Other coaches, I remember JT Thiessen and other professors on campus that just invested into, you know, who you are and whose you are, as my dad likes to say, and what your relationship with Christ looks like. And so for me to be able to, you know, kind of fly the nest, live off, you know, off campus and, you know, outside of, you know, mom and dad's house, that's where you really have an opportunity to make your faith your own. And so for me to have that continue to be reinforced by my coach, who I interacted with obviously all the time, but also my professors and also other coaches on campus that had nothing to do with baseball other than they just cared about the kids, was incredible. And so just a quick side story that I'll share with that, you know, when we were doing the week of giving, you know, we have a kickoff where we bring in all of the guys and the girls, and we have them kind of get going on the fundraiser with me. I talked to them for probably 5 minutes. And so these are 18 to 22, 23 year old kids. And one of the things that I noticed that I feel like is lost on, you know, sometimes that demographic is just the personable attribute to where, you know, you thank people, you look them in the eyes. And, you know, I talked to these guys for probably 5 minutes, and right after they were getting ready to leave, they could have jumped up and left, but they, probably half of them, walked right up to me, looked me in the eyes, shook my hand, said, "Hey, thank you so much for being here and helping out our program." And so I just remember talking to CJ about that and just telling him, man, the culture here is incredible. And so he said, you know, we work hard on that. And so I just would plug them really quick. If any of those student athletes are, you know, looking for a job post their athletic career, and you see that Fresno Pacific on their resume, you should look twice at them and make sure that you give them a shot, because they're great human beings.
Great stuff. Oh, awesome stuff. It gives me chills. All right, we're going to take a break. Aaron's going to stay with us, and we're going to bring in Coach Haydock to talk a little bit more about Week of Giving and all the great stuff that's happening at Fresno Pacific. This is the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Welcome back to the final segment of the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN. This has been a lot of fun so far. Just a great conversation with Aaron Lynn, and he's sticking in here with us. He pitched at Clovis West. We even talk about your Clovis West days, and then did a fantastic job pitching for Fresno Pacific University. Well, there's got to be a club, right? The 150 pitch club that Aaron is now a part of. We need to make some kind of a plaque or something, or just start. He could be the inaugural member of the 150 complete game pitch club, because that doesn't happen anymore.
My kids love to say that I grew up in the 1900s, and I think you're aging, Aaron, because I think the sports science would detract from people doing that anymore.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think instead of a plaque, it's probably like a medical record somewhere of like, hey, don't be that guy. Yeah.
And also, what we've learned is the toughest dude in this building is Aaron Lynn, because you and I are not throwing 150 pitches in any stage of our life.
And winning the game and walking off and proudly saying that is his last game on the mound. I mean, talk about a walk-off. That's a pitching walk-off.
It's legendary. I'm like furiously texting our communications guy, Jim, like, is this has to be the school record?
Let's dig deep.
I don't want that to be a record.
Let's
be honest here. I would rather be like more efficient. You probably want like, hey, he threw a 90 pitch CG, and that's the one you want to stand by.
Cut it in half.
Not like you had two games worth in one.
The anti-Maddox game? you could call it that.
I'm
also
trying really hard not to prove my masculinity around Aaron now, to try to like keep up here. 157, so.
And I bet he could throw, 90 pitches right now? You're looking good shape, man. Let's go.
I don't think the arm's ready for it. I mean, we were talking earlier. I throw the ball around with my daughter. It's more of a softball these days, but I'm not jumping on a mound. I went to my first alumni game, and that was probably my last time jumping on the bump because,
didn't go very well.
I mean, it was fine. I thought I was probably throwing 92, and then the radar gun, I'm sure, said about 79.
And if you didn't know, that's CJ Haydock's voice that came in.
Well, my apologies.
I didn't give the proper intro.
No, you're
to
great.
Coach Haydock, but that there he is. That's his voice.
Yeah.
At this point in the year, right, I showed you my calendar for May, and pretty much every day is lit up for something. That's just kind of the role of an educator and somebody that's in this business as well. For you, CJ, with all the hats that you wear at Fresno Pacific University, kind of where are you at? Like, stretch run, let's wrap some things out. Obviously, a lot of great stuff that we're going to talk about, but where are you at personally?
Totally. Yeah, so you know I have a dual role as a head basketball coach and then the assistant athletic director for development. And in that role, it's been really, really fulfilling. I think as coaches, we get isolated into our own program, right? And my guys get everything from me. And in that role that I've occupied for the last several seasons, it's been really, really cool to zoom out and say, well, how do we support coaches? How do we support programming? How we build infrastructure? The other thing that's really fulfilling is guys like Aaron, who I would have never encountered in my role as a basketball coach, to be like, oh, like what we do on the day-to-day basis that I only see with my small portion of it goes back to 2009 in our baseball program, now has come alongside, meant a lot of things to him, has been an incredible partner for us athletically to coach us through some things, to offer his expertise, to give back. I think when you get the opportunity to do that and escape just the coach's lens, it's really life-giving to be, and humbling to be a part of an institution that enacts those things, to get that opportunity to see what we produce. So, you know, this time of year, to answer your question, I got poetic on you for a minute. To answer your question, you know, I think we're building our infrastructure for next year's systems. What we do in development is multifaceted. It's nonstop. There's a whole team of us. You know, I think college athletics is getting more costly, the resources involved. And Fresno Pacific is super uninterested, and it's one of my alignments with Fresno Pacific, is really uninterested in playing the who has the nicest things games. We're going to be the best at the things that matter most. But also, our athletes deserve the nicest things. We're uninterested in that being our sales pitch. We are interested in them having access to those things because we're the best at the things that stay most. So as college athletics evolves, that's the nexus we find ourselves in. Can we hold on to being the best at the things that matter most and really investing in our facilities? And that requires resources. And Aaron's been a great partner in that. Week of Giving has been fantastic in that. And then, you know, there's obviously large scale capital campaigns that we're trying to enhance every single facility on our campus to enhance the student athlete experience.
Last year we talked about Week of Giving. Mm-hmm. I remember that specifically. Just kind of give us the overview of what that looks like for Fresno Pacific this year and all the great stuff that came out of it.
Totally. Kyle's brainchild and leaned really heavy on Aaron. Thank God for his expertise to walk us through it. You know, I think like we have something special at Fresno Pacific, and because we have something special, it's often rooted in something that people want to give to collectively, but maybe can't make a transformational gift in terms of scope. And so we felt like Week of Giving was an opportunity for people to come alongside of any of our 17 athletic programs and collectively make a fundamental difference. So all kinds of stuff came out of that, right? There's alumni giving, there's friends and family giving, there's all kinds of things, a scale that's executed thanks to Aaron's expertise that we couldn't do internally, quite honestly. But, you know, from a personal standpoint, my team's occupying a brand new team room that's freshly remodeled because of some of the funds from Week of Giving, right? We have a brand new NOAA system in the gym, which is a state-of-the-art analytic shooting feedback thing. We're the only Division II school in the country that has it because people were kind enough to share with us, right? It goes bigger than us. Stunt is also in our stunt team, brand new, first win over a nationally ranked team this year. Alyssa's doing incredible work with them. Brand new team room. They deserve it. They deserve world-class facilities. Other programs use it to supplement scholarship funds for athletes, life-changing opportunities. Baseball invests in the newest and greatest technology for that shine and sweet facility that if Aaron could get eligibility back, we'd let him play in. Right? Remodels and track. Soccer's in a brand new team room that's been fully remodeled for that. Investments in higher level nutrition has come for our strength and conditioning program for some of our specific teams. There's all kinds of ways those funds get utilized. I think all of us who work in athletics are really humbled that people trust us with their money to enhance the student athlete experience. And so those are the ways those get used. You know, I think we're going to hold true to being the best at the things that matter most. One of the things that matters is you've got to be competitive and you've got to offer a world-class experience for your students. They deserve it.
The partnerships, how fulfilling and how neat is that to see the partnerships where somebody, you know, gives a certain amount of money, it goes to this, they know it specifically goes to this, and just the enjoyment and the fruit that is born from that.
It's a really cool seat to occupy, to watch people who want to make sure that they have it better. Aaron's in here telling stories about changing in the parking lot.
Quite the scene.
Yeah. And now you show up and we have a world-class clubhouse for those guys. Talk about leaving it better than you found it. Talk about caring about the people behind you. It's inspirational in a lot of ways. Obviously, the generosity is really inspirational. Also, just the care that you want to have it better. We live in a world that's comparison-driven, right? I have a 10-year-old daughter. We have to talk every day about comparison is the thief of joy. You know, the NCAA is exploring legislation about eligibility right now. And one of the hot talking points is, well, why didn't I get that? Not in our community. Our community is, how do we make it better for the people that followed us? And so all of that is rooted All of that is life-giving. All of that is profound. And you can find it in every single program on our campus.
5 years ago, would you ever have thought that you guys would be in this position at the college for all of these? I hate to use the word upgrades. There's got to be a better word than upgrades, right? So 5 years ago,
I'm about to start year 12 at the institution. 5 years ago, I think I was updating my resume because I was concerned about the state of the institution. And it's a testament to our leadership that we've created the kind of sustainable model where we can invest in these things. Top down, Dr. Stevens, Dr. Gilbertson, our VP, Dr. Kyle Ferguson, now our athletic director.
Shout out,
Kyle. All the doctorates above us.
I hosted the flight night. I had a joke, CJ, about all the doctors in the house.
Yeah.
That I just... I was going to have to time perfectly. So if there happens to be a medical emergency with all the doctors in the house, I would have been in good shape. And then I would have said something like, oh, wait, hold on. My sources are saying not that kind of doctor. I don't know how that joke would have landed.
It would have played for me.
With you, I know, because we have the same type of sense of humor.
Yeah, you're right.
We have rapport, but
I'm now old enough that I can't figure out the students. The generational gap in humor has caught me, so I don't know. It would have hit, Paul. That would
there was
been
also a,
hit. A
Beavis and Butthead joke that I chose not to.
Also, would have super resonated with this '90s kid. So yeah. I'm in.
Okay, yeah. I know. Okay. Continue.
We've lost the plot. I think like the institution was in a hopeless place, and now it's in a hopeful place. Our students deserve better, and we have people relentlessly committed to giving them better. And that has been contagious. It has been bountiful. It is growing in exponential ways. We have our eyes on a lot of things. You ask what we're doing. Well, this summer we're trying to identify what are the projects we can knock out this summer. What are projects that are acceptable to trickle into fall? 5 years ago, my facility that I practice and work and occupy every single day looked fundamentally different, and now it's world class. 5 years ago, I went out and I would sit and I would get splinters in my rear end from watching baseball games. 5 years ago, I would use a porta potty when I was in between soccer games watching out there, and now I've got a world class facility. So all of these things are awesome, and also we're well aware that all of our athletes need to continue to be invested in and get nicer and nicer things. They deserve it.
Aaron, when you hear that, right? What goes through your mind? Does it make you run through a wall? Like, work harder? I don't know.
CJ and I met each other back in August or September, and I immediately probably could have gone through a wall for CJ just in the way that he, you know, would talk to not only his athletes, but, you know, all the other athletes as well. And so when it's a top-down approach, I know you talked about Dr. Stevens as well, but also from the athletic department and the people that head that up, knowing that, we want to be the best of the best, but at the same time, we want to provide the best as well. When that's top down, I mean, it's transformational as an athlete, because then you know that they got my back, they want to make sure they're providing all the things. And I told you this, CJ, when we met, that it is evident that the culture is shifting. And don't get me wrong, I love the culture that we had on our baseball team, but, you know, it was more of the baseball team, and it was just kind of us, but you could tell that it's kind of seeping out into, like, it's this athletic culture that is over at Fresno Civic, where everybody cares about everybody. Everybody's involved. And it comes from guys like CJ. It comes from guys like Kyle as well. And Matt that care about the program, and more than anybody, they care about the students.
And that was evident last Tuesday at flight night, and seeing everybody dressed up and cheering for each other and screaming when all the awards were given out. That's just another little side bit about the community at Fresno Pacific. We got about a couple more minutes with these guys. CJ, golf, June 22nd. I threw that date out there.
So our next opportunity, thank you. Sunbird Golf Classic. FPUSunbirds.com/, I think is how you're supposed to say that, golf. It'll be our 30th annual golf tournament, which is great. We moved it. It previously was a fall event. We've moved it to summer because we know we do great work in the educational space, and a lot of our alums are teachers. So we wanted to create that. So it's going to be a hot night, or a hot day, I should say, at Belmont Country Club. Great opportunities to support the birds and have a great time. It's one of my favorite events of the year, despite finishing near the bottom every year with my foursome.
That was my next question.
No, we're bad. We're bad. It's okay.
You want to name the other three? You want to put them on blast?
So I always want my guys who played for me to come back and play with me. So we always have a ringer or two who like Alejandro Mendiblaes, who I love, who coaches at Sanger High School now, who played for me. He won the CMAC in high school in golf, so he's my ringer. But usually the other two are pretty hacksters, and I'm terrible, so we usually get blasted. But, you know, it's a great opportunity. It's I think, like, at Fresno Pacific, one of the things that we want to do athletically is, can we hit all the things? Can we find community building that also invests in our student athletes, right? Basketball has a tip-off dinner. Baseball sometimes does the dinner on the diamond. Volleyball has this big kickoff dinner they do. That's the real intersection for us. Can we get people in the room and experience our students? Because our students are all they need to see to support. And so with golf, there's a community building aspect. All of our athletic department is out there. It's a great opportunity and a fun event where they can support. We're looking for corporate sponsors. We're looking for foursomes. We're looking for all of that. So yeah, June 22nd, 30th annual Belmont Country Club. I can promise you, you'll finish ahead of the men's basketball foursome.
I just have a feeling this guy to my right, to your left, could still hit some bombs on the golf course. He's hit bombs on the baseball. Usually that translates. Aaron, golf game, legit.
It's okay. You know, he's being humble. I got to actually be a part of a Fresno Pacific foursome the other day with Jake.
Oh, nice.
And Kyle and Matt Mazzoni. We were in a foursome with CBMC tournament. That was a great time, and we got to have a blast. So we also did not finish towards the top, and so
I've seen those guys golf.
You know,
so I'm aware. Of how you finish.
We had a great time. And that's really what these events are about. You know, you're going, you're supporting a good cause. You're spending the day on the golf course. I don't know what else more you could ask. But I think the thing that I would say, to your point, CJ, is get in front of these athletes, because that's all you need to see to support them. They're incredible human beings. And, you know, for me, at least, you know, I graduated in 2011. And so being able to get back into being involved with Fresno Pacific, there's just a sense of ownership with it, and it kind of makes you feel right at home.
Good stuff, man. That was well said. Man, Aaron, it's almost like you're a professional speaker or something. My gosh.
I talk to a few kids every year.
Flow. Yeah. All right, we're going to go back to Jackson. We got some what's next at Fresno Pacific, and then we'll wrap some more stuff up here. Go ahead, Jackson.
Yeah, so not too much next for FPU Athletics Track and Field. We'll keep trying to punch in some nationals qualifying marks in town on Friday and Saturday at the Fresno State Invitational. Hammer Throw will be on Friday at Warmer Dam Field in Fresno State, and then the rest of the meet will take place all day Saturday at my alma mater, Buchanan High School at Veterans Memorial Stadium. And then as far as baseball goes, there's still a spot in the 2026 PacWest Conference Championships at stake. The Sunbirds currently reside in that fourth spot in the PacWest, and they need to stay there in order to clinch a playoff berth in the PacWest tournament. So Friday and Saturday will bring the Birds to their last regular season and last home games of the year against the Lions of Vanguard University. Friday's doubleheader is scheduled for a 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. start time. Saturday is slated for 12 p.m. and 3 p.m. out at Dan Martin Stadium. Make sure to come on out and watch the Birds and their final home games. For more information on those games and more, you can always visit fpusunbirds.com.
And great job by you, Jackson. You've been nails all year. Really appreciate you. And you're part of that PacWest Championship as well.
Champion.
Yes.
Conference champion.
Conference Jackson champs Toronto. Right there. Good stuff. All right. We got another 2 minutes. So we got some bonus time. Just kind of give us a wrap-up, Siege, of, you know, just the overall year that was for FPU Athletics, what you enjoyed most, and just the wonderful experience that you saw out there from the student athletes.
Ooh, I'm going to give lots of incredible things, right? I think our first home conference volleyball game of the year is when we beat Point Loma at home, and our volleyball team announced that they were here to stay as a national power. To we're wrapping it now with track winning a conference title and baseball in the mix for a conference tourney bid. And so lots to be proud of. I think Kyle Ferguson, our fearless director of athletics, has played this pretty quiet, but I think we're pretty close to finishing the highest we've ever finished in the Commissioner's Cup in the league. We got to get across the finish line here. Men's track did us a really, really solid. So on our way out of the PacWest, there's some legacy leaving that's really, really important there. And then looking forward, joining a new conference in the CC2A, which we've talked about quite a bit. It's a game changer for our university and our athletics program, but I think we all feel a sense of responsibility in how we attack that with intentionality, with purpose, with a plan. We're really looking forward to it. So an incredible year. There's so much stuff that our athletes have accomplished that I don't even know where to start in terms of making sure people don't get missed. Men's water polo winning a postseason game for the first time in a couple years. Incredible year from our tennis teams. There's just so much happening on our campus that's to be proud of. Stunt's inaugural season being the most exciting event in our gym somehow. And I say that as the basketball coach. just a lot of really cool things happening in our campus that we want to keep that momentum rolling into the CC2A.
I can attest to that. The student athletes are wonderful. Loved speaking with them. They are truly shining a light in Fresno, Clovis, Central Valley area. And Coach Haydock, I want to give a special shout out to you. You're an amazing guy. I've known you for years as well. And the impact that you have on your community and Fresno Pacific and the students is unmatched. I love watching you work and do everything that you're doing there. And Aaron, great catching up with you, man. This was so a surprise fun. 24 hours ago. This wasn't even on the radar. So here we are chopping it up. So, hey, thanks to you as well for coming. Appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me.
Always appreciate you, Paul.
That is a wrap for this episode. You can go back and listen to any place where you listen to your podcast. And stay tuned for when we're going to do our next show. Thank you guys for listening. Appreciate you all. This has been the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.